We are back. I am Andrew Langer in for Steve Gruber today. Good morning, everybody. A happy, happy, happy Wednesday morning to all of you. Listen, let me read this. If you're ready to lose weight and take control of your life again, then learn more about my Pure Health Solutions. You may be able to lose a couple meds, drop your blood pressure, and feel good again just by dropping the weight you've been thinking about for so long. Steve lost more than 40 pounds 5 years ago and swears by my Pure Health Solutions. And it's real food, too. Find out more today, GruberHealth.com. That is GruberHealth.com. Well, good morning, as I said. Listen, I want to shift gears and talk a little bit more about this this Nashville shooting, this situation with Audrey Hale. We're going to be spending a good chunk of time talking about this today, and I want to come back to this point, this issue of and risk assessments and hardening targets. Right, as the left continues to talk about this issue of guns and the common denominator is guns, well, no, the common denominator isn't guns. The common denominator is gun-free zones and creating these targets of opportunity for crazy people to go and engage in their craziness. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. And if you do any kind of honest assessment of these mass shootings, that's what you come up with. And you don't go around and punish law-abiding citizens here. So it's interesting. I want to – this, you know, again, the president was out yesterday. I don't have the audio of this specific clip. But as the president was talking about this and couldn't decide – whether or not Audrey Hale was targeting, yeah, and I'm going to say her name, and I'm going to call her her. I'm sorry, to go through the mental gymnastics of just refer to this person as the shooter, especially in this kind of a situation where the shooter was, where she was very mentally disturbed, and not to point out the just how mentally disturbed she was, I think it does a disservice to the victims of the shooting. But the president was asked about this. The president was in Durham, North Carolina yesterday. We're going to play some of his audio about the economy. And he once again goes down this road. Joe Biden, when he talks about guns and he tries to push his anti-gun agenda, he usually goes down the road of two tropes, two things that he uses. Number one is the issue of what the Second Amendment is supposed to do, and how the sportsmen don't need whatever. You know, yesterday he said we need to act. These are weapons of war, Biden said in Durham, North Carolina. I'm a Second Amendment guy. I have two shotguns, you know. But our states, everybody thinks somehow the Second Amendment is absolute. By the way, you'll note Joe Biden claims to have a couple of shotguns. I would love to see a picture of Joe Biden actually using one of those two shotguns. You know, it's like somebody saying, yeah, I have a fondue pot. I own two fondue pots. Yeah, do you ever use them? No. So Joe Biden makes the sportsman's claim that somehow the Second Amendment was about sportsmen. It ain't. We know this. But then he goes through the trope about what you're not allowed to have, right? For a long time, and maybe he's moved away from it, I don't know. He didn't say this yesterday. For a long time, Joe Biden was out there saying, you couldn't, back of the time the Second Amendment was written, this is my Joe Biden impression, by the way, yeah, you couldn't own a cannon. Well, you could own a cannon, Joe. Yes, you could absolutely own a cannon. If you had the wherewithal, yeah, you could have a cannon. Well, yesterday he said this. You're not allowed to go out and own an automatic weapon. You're not allowed to own a machine gun. You're not allowed to own a flamethrower. You're not allowed to own so many other things. Well, okay. First of all, Joe, guess what? A machine gun is an automatic weapon, and an automatic weapon is a machine gun. That's just the way it is, right? A machine gun essentially was a fully automatic weapon. You know, you pull the trigger and it releases more than one round at a time. That's just the way it is. So, you know, we're trying to say they're two different things. No. And you can't own a machine gun. You can't own it immediately, right? You have to go through and jump through some hoops. but you can. And then he said, but this issue, you're not allowed to own a flamethrower. I don't know if he watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood when he got on the plane, when he flew to Durham, or whether he watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood over the weekend, and somehow that got in in his head, the people owning flamethrowers. If you haven't seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, one of the climactic scenes, spoiler alert here, one of the climactic scenes is where Leonardo DiCaprio kills one of the people in the Manson family as they go and attack his house with a flamethrower. It's a great scene, great movie, one of my favorites. If you haven't seen it, go and watch it. Go and watch it tonight. But the point is, ATF, which is the regulatory agency in charge of regulating firearms ownership in America, the federal level, ATF doesn't regulate flamethrowers. And in fact, a lot of folks do have flamethrowers in the United States. No, I'm not recommending that you go and you buy a flamethrower. But again, it's Joe Biden saying that you can't own something that you can. And it demonstrates just how dumb he is when it comes to these issues. You can own a flamethrower. That is a possibility. Not that you necessarily would want to. I mean, I'll tell you, I don't have a flamethrower, but we have an industrial sort of torch that I use at home that I picked up. Got it, frankly, for cooking, but it's a big thing I use on occasion. My brothers and I do competitive barbecue, and sometimes you need to put a little bit of an extra touch on something. Anyway, I digress. I do that sometimes. I apologize. But the point is, in the end, you know, Joe Biden. I have a cut that I'll play later on of Secretary Mayorkas being asked about these issues, and it says that he wants to ban assault weapons, but he can't define an assault weapon. The left, maybe this is wishful thinking, but the left shouldn't be going out and working to ban something that they can't define what it is if they don't know what the issue is, if they don't know what the materials are that they want to ban. I'm Andrew Langer. I'm in for Steve Gruber. And, of course, this is The Steve Gruber Show.